Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. My friend Ann Nolte lives in a family house near St. Matthew's with a yard full of old camellias. She sent me a photograph she took in mid-December after cold weather had damaged the beauty of the flowers that were open when the nighttime temperatures dropped below freezing. Although the blossom wasn't lovely to the human eye, it was obviously attractive to a foraging honeybee. The single or only slightly double camellias, those with functioning male and female flower parts, can be an important food source for honeybees from fall until early spring when few other life-sustaining flowers are in bloom. Run your finger around the base of the flower parts and lick it. Sometimes you can taste the sweet nectar. A DNR bird expert told me that he's watched our winter resident Rufus hummingbirds feeding from these flowers too. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.